another wonderful poet. His name is Bill Thibodeau, and he's one of the Carpenter poets. He can tell you about that, and he's got a big event coming up, but I think you're really going to enjoy him. I met him through Steve Rapson, and thanks to Steve for doing that, because we've enjoyed his poetry for some time. Please welcome Bill Thibodeau.
Thank you to Ellen. First, I'd like to say thanks. It's good to see Andy. He and I were friends back in the early 90s. We were part of the Hull Life Saving Museum rowing team. I don't know if you're familiar with all that, but running off of Nantasket Beach, we used to go rowing in the middle of the winter in the dead of night. The waves and the wind and fighting hypothermia. And the only safety equipment we had was a flashlight and a bailing bucket. Probably the most exciting time of my life. not a poetry. I wrote this one last week. I was reading through the obituaries. I tend to do lately. I don't know why, but I saw that Delaney Bramlett died, and I remember him back from the '60s, Neverending Song of Love and all that. And he was kind of frozen in time because he's like 30 years old. Then I stopped seeing him. Then it was 30 years later, and then he's dead. So I wrote this, and sort of just as people, we look in the mirror, and we don't see what really is there. It's called In Passing. The papers report a mirror shattered. In prism fall to a washroom basin. Shards and splinters of forgetful potion. Fragments of a whole that, for a time, mattered. No dispute to what the mirror told, nor how and why the illusion evolved. What vengeful clues betrayed a life dissolved when youthful eyes beheld the face grown old. At morning coffee cup, my simple brain encrypts this news as hard-hearted fable, while burbling babe at adjoining table seeks a comfort breast to ever remain. That's him passing for a... thanks. As Ellen mentioned, I'm part of the Carpenter Poets of Jamaica Plain. We've done a lot of different readings of NPR and the Hallmark Channel and the Globe. And we get a lot of good press. A week from this Thursday, we're reading at the Omni Parker House downtown Boston. So there's their book and there's my book. It should be kind of a good take with the Tapestry of Voices. It's a pretty good organization. So as a carpenter poet, we have to write poems about carpentry, and mine are always a struggle, but this is a carpenter poem. It doesn't have to be carpenter in a sense. It could be just but whatever you do for a living if you kind of let it get the best of you. It's called, I Fear I Am Becoming What I Do. I fear I am becoming what I do, a one who plots voiceless angles in outer dimensions, who engages in silent negotiation with plaster and wood, stress and load, whose hands reach in dull, blunt caress, who seduce sexless shapes into electric symmetry in drafty, unheeded assignation. Sawdust coats my throat and tongue. The act of swallowing replaces, one by one, my bones with wood. I fear I am becoming what I do. I'm losing the ability to speak on subjects in the liberal arts and culture. Phrases not prefaced by inches and angles are stalked and killed by inattention. As waves of form and function co-opt my inner voice, but my lover punishes me with long sentences. I exhale fine silt and chalk, a breath of cosmic motes that hangs a moment as swirling particles of planetary dust and stars that slowly settles while dancing in shafts of sunlight slanting through newly installed windows. I fear I am becoming what I do, framing endless walls, each stud yet another bar or stone in the Berlin Wall of my life, confined, neither hunter nor hunted, while poets and priests, seekers and sages flow in and out of furnished rooms through doorways leading to ever somewhere else. My hands are at war with the rough bars, each splinter an opiate needle to anesthetize a fleeting dream. But my kind lover plies me with wine while she operates by candlelight. In the course of each day, my fingertips are worn anonymous smooth. Through repetitive labors, I give birth to my inward self. Sweat and blood droplets drip and seep into sawdust furrows where they commingle and germinate, then ripen in silent darkness. I arrive in the morning to my freshly reaped form. I have become my own stamen and pistil, pollen and seed, in cold orbit circling my own nucleus, each day a degree more competent, and each generation a more inbred. I fear I am becoming what I do. The whir of saws and din of drills follows me into hushed rooms as mosquitoes and gnats drowning out my lover's sighs. They invade the private spaces of my mind, finding their way through screens and netting to swarm about my ears, silenced only by the drone of television and the Niagara roar of whiskey. Entering homes, cafes, and theaters, at first not addressing those mingling interacting forms or anticipating the projected action on silver screen, my lover knowingly squeezes my hand and waits while the levels and plums of my mind follow my eyes and calculate the incidence of wall meeting ceiling or detect the flaws in the joining of sections of crown molding. I fear I am becoming what I do. Oh, thank you.
Remember that name, Bill Thibodeau.